This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to Rock My Wedding, the podcast, everybody. Hope you're all right. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Good. I'm excited about today's episode.
Me too.
I feel for a change I might get a bit carried away.
Me too.
I might have a killer list at the end of this episode. Mm. So let's see how we go. A few episodes back, we talked about general wedding entertainment. Do you remember?
I do.
And what we want to do is try and break that down a little bit to get into a few episodes about music.
Music specifically.
Oh, yes. This is the first of those episodes, and we're going to be talking about essential dance floor fillers for your wedding party.
Party people!
Is obviously massively subjective. Like, you are a huge fan of The Cause.
Yeah, if ever you get stressed, like, just put The Cause album on.
If you don't know who The Cause are, Spotify them. I'm sure they're on there. I like The Cause, but you're like some sort of mega fan, aren't you?
Mega fan.
You do wish you were Andrea from time to time.
I do.
As we've just said, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. So that can be quite a tricky thing to tackle when it comes to your wedding party playlist. You want to make sure everybody's happy and there's something on there for everyone. Everyone can get up and have a dance and enjoy at least one song. I'm quite easy to please. I've got a real eclectic...
No, me too, to be honest. I know we joke, but, and I think as well, people put too much pressure on themselves. Like we always say for weddings, like actually, you know, you have a good selection of different genres of music and
Absolutely.
Different tempos. Yeah. And the likelihood is that everyone's having a really great time and they're going to get up and dance to something that perhaps in a different scenario, they might not be so bothered by.
Yes,
but it's your wedding, everyone's there, it's all about the love, had a few drinks. There's a dance floor, there's a DJ, there's a band.
Or both.
Or there's a playlist, some description. Everyone's going to get up and dance.
Absolutely. Interesting you say that. You need to decide really, are you having a DJ? Are you having a band? Because that will sometimes dictate what you can play.
Yeah. And also, because if you have a band, so you might have agreed a playlist with them.
Yeah.
The band, more often than not, will agree to play your playlist through their speakers. So you probably don't want to repeat the songs
absolutely.
That the band play. That seems a bit silly. So you might just want to check out, you know, what their playlist is and then work out a different playlist for after they've finished. And then how long is that time?
And talking about how long is that time, I remember when we had a DJ. We talked about this in the entertainment part. We didn't have a band, but we just had a DJ. And I remember him saying to me, make me a list of every single song that you really, really want to hear. You know, I'm playing from 8 p.m. till 1:30. We had a long party. So you've got about 100 songs or so to fill that amount of time. Mm-hmm. So he's sort of worked it out as sort of 20 songs to fill an hour.
3 minutes each.
3 minutes each. Mm-hmm. Sort of your average song length, isn't it? So if you're putting your own playlist together, bear that in mind. So I gave him as many songs as I could think of that we loved, that was, you know, from different generations, different styles of music, all that sort of to try and cater for everybody. And I have a few friends who've got very specific taste in music. So in our RSVPs, we had a line on there that said, let us know one song that you want to get up and dance to.
Same.
Did you do that too?
Yeah. Do you want to know what the best man sent back?
Yes, please.
Would I Lie to You by Charles and Eddie.
Oh my.
I mean, we played it. Serves him right. Serves him right. We played it and got him to get up.
Do you remember the music video to that?
I do. Everyone listening to this is probably just scratching their head like, who? Just Google it.
Charles and Eddie.
It will
They'll
make
be on YouTube.
Your day.
Oh, what a tune. But yeah, so it's really helpful, isn't it, to, you know, make sure that everybody's catered for. And you will definitely get songs back that you didn't think of. And it will just make your playlist so much more varied.
Yes,
and fun
absolutely.
And entertaining for everybody involved.
And there'll be some surprises.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting Charles and Eddie to tell you that much.
No.
So you, many moons ago, actually wrote post on My Wedding about your wedding playlist.
I did, and it's quite old now.
It's an old but still very good post. Loads of comments for people suggesting songs and things like that. You did say it was pre-Gaga. You were a bit sad about that.
Yeah. Because she would have been there.
Yeah, she'd have been definitely on that list. She's definitely on the playlist that I'm going to read out to you later. 100%. There were some really good choices on the little snippet that you shared of your playlist. Some that suit your best mate and some that will suit your nan, which is really important to get that great miss. But I think also trying to include the older generation, it's really nice for them to hear a song sort of from their era so that they feel involved. But ultimately, what I find my nan really loves is if I just get her up to any old tune.
Sure.
And she gets to dance with me to music I really enjoy. Like, my nan loves that sort of stuff. So don't worry too much about there being too many songs that perhaps you're not that familiar with to please the older generations.
Yeah.
Because
your day your way.
Your day your way. And they will just absolutely love watching you in your element. Another good idea for making sure that you get all these different generations of songs in there is to maybe, it's just an idea, is to start your evening with the older songs. Mm-hmm. So those people like your nan and people like that get to hear those songs before the party really gets going. Because, you know, sometimes they might leave a bit earlier. So if you're playing their songs towards the end of the night when everyone's a lot more merry and getting into the party, they might miss it. And then that way, all your best mates who are going to be there to the end get to hear all the current songs that they love.
Sure,
so if you kind of do it through the ages, it's a good way of, you know, keeping the party going. Does that make sense?
And it gives you as a couple focus as how to curate your playlist, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you know what was my favourite song from your playlist?
Oh, I don't.
I mean, you had quite a variety. My very, very favourite was Going Local. Down in old Acapulco. Song literally for years, and it's the very first song I ever bought on a vinyl.
I think that was one for, if I remember correctly, one for my husband's parents.
Oh my word.
I think that might have been a request.
Again, if you've never heard of it, get it on the YouTube actual tune.
So quickly, quick fire round.
Yeah.
Spinning Around, Kylie Minogue.
Oh yes.
I Don't Feel Like Dancing, Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
Push It, Salt and Pepper.
Classic.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction, The Rolling Stones.
Not the Britney version.
Not the Britney version.
Okay.
Hey Boys, Hey Girls with the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
The Way I Are, Timbaland.
Oh, love it.
Gold Digger, Kanye West.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Absolute wedding essential, that one.
What Are You Waiting For, Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Maneater, Nelly Furtado.
Oh.
Relight My Fire, Take That and Lulu. Dancing on the Ceiling, Lionel Richie. Dude Looks Like a Lady, Aerosmith.
Oh, amazing.
White Wedding, Billy Idol.
Oh.
Rocks, Primal Scream. Toxic, Britney Spears.
I knew there'd be a Britney in there somewhere.
Heartbreaker, Will I Am. Common People, Pulp.
Oh, yeah.
Chain Reaction, Diana Ross. I've not a clue who requested that. Vogue, Madonna.
Standard.
Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure.
Oh, I love that one.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, Deep Blue Something.
Wow.
My Sharona, The Knack. Whenever, Wherever, Shakira. Because, you know, that's who I want to be. Apart from Andrea Corr, also Shakira. Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon, which was actually one of the names of our tables because we had our table names after some of the songs that we had on our playlist.
Ah, nice.
There you go.
So you've got a real, real eclectic mix on there.
Yes. Oh, and I missed out Give Me All Your Loving by ZZ Top, which was a request from my dad, who has got two left feet, two right arms. Honestly, when they talk about dad dancing, you've not seen anything until you've seen him dance to Give Me All Your Loving. I'll just leave that to your imagination.
And it's these songs that make the evening so memorable, isn't it?
Exactly.
Which is why it's really nice to get requests
in
from
a good
people.
Or a bad way.
Oh, well, yeah. Either way, bring them on. But really good. And I feel like your playlist was definitely from 10 years ago.
Yeah, basically. Sorry, kids.
Obviously. But don't fear. current brides-to-be, we have got an updated version of the playlist, and I've included in it some answers that you gave to my Instagram question about telling us your top five must-have songs for your wedding party playlist. So they're all included as well. So thanks very much for helping me out with that one. We have a Spotify account. So if you search for Rock My Wedding on Spotify, we will come up and you will see this playlist in full on there. So you can steal it, use a few bits from it, absolutely write off some of the songs if they're not up your street.
Play it while you're cooking the dinner.
Yeah, get used to it, get a feel for it, see if it gives you all the party vibes, and by all means, use it, because that's what it's there for. Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too. Now, we mentioned previously, you've got to decide about how you're going to play your music, whether that is DJ, band, iPhone, whatever it might be. My only word of advice here is to try not to get swept up with what everyone else has been having at their weddings.
Yes, do not, please don't do trendy when it comes to entertainment.
No, because trendy might not necessarily be you and you're not going to enjoy it.
No.
And for example, you know, there's no point you employing a swing band if you've got zero interest in the sound of a swing band.
Exactly.
Just because, you know, three other friends had it doesn't mean you have to have it.
No.
But swing bands are great. I'm just saying, if it's not your thing, don't do that, because everybody else is. It's all about bringing it back to your own taste to make sure your day is as memorable as possible. And if you're hiring a band, that they'll have their own set list as well, like we've talked about. Make sure you see the set list and that you're happy with all the tunes that are on the set list. And you can ask them to learn new songs if there's something you really want that's not on there, but don't expect them to always say yes to that, because
no, and if they do, there might be like a supplement that you have to pay. Yeah. Because they're going to have to get together and use their time and resource that's to be it. Able to rehearse that song and then play it for you.
That's right. The logistics, you know, to get together, like you're saying, rehearse and make sure they get that song right, it's going to cost them money. So if you want a specific song that they don't have, you might incur an extra fee for that. So just ask them about that. Yeah. You know, they'll be more than happy to discuss that with you. If you're looking for a band and you're struggling at the minute, please visit rockmywedding.co.uk/the list, because the bands that we have on there are phenomenal and you won't be disappointed by any of those. So if you're struggling, head there, because that should be your first place to start, really, to try and whittle it down, decide who you would like to have. When it comes to both your band and your DJ, you really need to remember that they are professionals and you can provide them with your playlist, but also you need to trust them to do their job as well. And an experienced band or an experienced DJ will know which songs people get up on their feet to. And they should be able to read your guests and sort of see what's making them excited.
Yeah.
And then choose songs that are along that same vein to keep the party going.
So if there's a particular genre of music and they put it on and everyone leaves, maybe don't play that genre again.
You would hope they would get that, you know, oh, they're not down for that, I need to stick more to whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Not
pop.
90s
or
garage.
Or
whatever it might be.
Yeah. Or System of a Down, which...
That's the
just
one.
Just saying, I noticed in these notes that Becky has not mentioned yet.
I skipped over that bit, didn't I? I was basically just saying, you know, that I'm up for a bit of anything. You know, I'll take the System of a Down.
Just FYI, my husband has two guilty pleasures.
Right.
One is System of a Down.
Okay.
You two should totally get together and talk about
Maybe
this.
Maybe we will.
But can we just talk about the second one?
Please.
Which we had not been together that long. I want to say maybe like a year. And when you used to have CD players in your car.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you know, yeah, I do have a guilty pleasure of music. I was like, all right. If you just reach over to the glove box. I think you can only think, okay. Are you ready for this, Becky?
Oh, go on.
Enrique and Glazes. He's going to kill me, literally going to kill me. But that is the truth. And then worse, he had his car stolen. And after being concerned about the actual car being stolen, the second thing he said was, oh my God, they've taken all my CDs.
Enrique.
I said, was it Enrique in there? I said, I'm not being funny, but they're not going to be impressed.
Wow.
With the nicked car, with the Enrique in the glove box.
Enamoured with all, all of them.
I have not a clue.
Brilliant. Oh, that is brilliant. I remember a similar thing with Anthony when he used to rock up in his Fiat Punto to pick me up. And he went, I think he was at the petrol station or something, I opened his glove box. He had Sweet Like Chocolate in there, you know, from back in the garage days. Okay. But tune also. So, this is all right.
Yeah.
So here's a tip. If you're unsure about your future husband or wife-to-be, check what's in the glove box. It can be very telling.
What is their musical guilty pleasure? Because in years to come, they might make you play it at your wedding.
Well, Enrique's definitely not on my list. Nor mine. Perhaps we should add it on, especially for James. Okay, so yes, allow your music professional some creative license, basically, is what we were getting at. Okay, so what I want to do now, which is what this episode is for, is to give you the list of dance floor fillers.
Now, we've got this from weddings that we feature on My Wedding.
Yeah.
As in, what is a very, you know, what's the most popular songs that turn up?
Yeah.
And we've also had it directly from you, our readers, via our Instagram DMs.
Indeed.
So we hope that it's an eclectic, please everyone on the dance floor list for you. So we are going to read through every single song.
Oh, we are.
So if you're bored already, please do switch off. But that's what we're going to do. And as Becky said before, go to our Rock My Wedding on Spotify.
Yeah.
And you can listen to all these for yourself.
If you're like, what's that? You'll find it over there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Do You Love Me? The Contours. Here's a little thing called Love. Queen, starting off a bit retro here. 20th Century Boy, T-Rex. Adele, Rolling in the Deep, a remix. Excellent tune, by the way, people. Reef, Place Your Hands. If you don't know one, that's an absolute party banger. Put your hands on, put your hands on. Yeah. Put your hands on, put your hands on. Yeah. Put your hands on. Florence and the Machine, You've Got the Love. Push by Deep Purple. Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark.
My dad's favourite.
Oh. Hey Ya, Outcast. Ride on Time, Black Box. Oh, tune. House of Pain, Jump Around. Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap.
Love Shack by the B-52s.
No Doubt, Just a Girl.
Only Girl in the World, Rihanna.
Oh. Iggy Pop, Lust for Life.
Rebellion by Arcade Fire.
Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
Higher Love by Kygo.
Lullaby by Paloma Faith and Sigala.
Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
A real recent banger, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Symphony featuring Zara Larsson by Clean Bandit.
Despacho, Louis Fonsi.
This Is Me from The Greatest Showman soundtrack.
All of the Justin Timberlake songs.
Senorita, Sexy Back, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yes. Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music. Antenna by Fuse ODG.
Dreamer, Living Joy.
You can have Shake Your Body by Shy FX. DJ Look and MC Neat, Master Blaster.
Armin Van Helden, You Don't Know Me.
Mabel, Don't Call Me Up, one of your recent favourites, Charlotte.
Yes. Missy, Work It, and Get Your Freak On.
Oh, yes. The Beatles, She Loves You. She loves you, yeah.
Little, Turn Me On.
Kanye West, Touch the Sky.
Lizzo, Good as Hell.
Mahalia and Burna Boy, Simmer.
The Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition.
Classic wedding song, that one. Love that one. Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Destiny's Child, Bootylicious.
What a bit of Milkshake by Khalees.
Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Batman Scoop, Be Faithful.
Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby.
Yes, Take That, classic. Shine.
Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Obviously, we need to mention Beyonce. Love on Top, Who Run the World, Single Ladies, End of Time. I mean, really, your choices are endless. Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
Rihanna, Cheers, We Found Love and Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah. Sean Paul, Get Busy.
Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson, Valerie.
Yes, here's Gaga for you. What about Just Dance? Just dance, gonna be okay.
Damn. Sam Smith, Latch and Stay With Me.
I think they're slower, but still absolute bangers to get on the dance floor to. Omi, Cheerleader.
Sambuca, Wide Boys.
That's my ultimate favourite, FYI. Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
Calvin Harris, Feel So Close, How Deep Is Your Love, and One Kiss featuring Dua Lipa.
I mean, again, endless options. Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Kaiser, Hideaway.
Jess Glyn, Rather Be.
Route 94, My Love. Also, for those of you that aren't kids that are listening, this is really beginning to sound like Top of the Pops top 10. I'm so sorry. That wasn't how we thought this would go.
In at number 5,000, Gorgon City and MNEK, Ready For Your Love.
Oliver Howden's and Becky Hill, Overdrive.
Oh, I love that song. Years and Years, Desire.
Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger.
We does. Sneaky Sound System, Pictures. Amory, One Thing.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Fratelli's Chelsea Dagger.
Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait.
Yes, Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out.
Dizzy Rascal, Fix Up Look Sharp and Dance With Me.
Ollie Murs, Heart Skips a Beat.
Pharrell and Jay-Z, Frontin.
What about Beautiful by Snoop Dogg?
ODB, Got Your Money.
I'm going to throw in a bit of NSYNC, Girlfriend.
Mystical, Shake Your Ass.
Shake your ass, watch yourself, shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. Attention, all your players and pimps right now in the place to be. Shake your ass. I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me. Watch yourself. Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass. Show me what you're working with. If you feel you got the biggest one, the moment comes.
Outcast, The Way You Move.
One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
Tiny Temper and Jess Glyn, Not Letting Go.
KDA and KTB, Turn the Music Louder.
7 Years by Lucas Graham.
Drake and One Dance.
And finally,
phew.
Happy by Pharrell.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
That's a great way to finish off a playlist. And if you're still with us after all that, well done and thanks. Just as one point about compiling your list, obviously include all of those amazing songs. A great way to do it is literally list down every single song that you love. And if you find that you've got quite a few slow ones in there that aren't really going to be suitable for the evening, keep them to one side and you can use them for during your wedding breakfast.
Yeah.
We'll have another episode all
or
about that.
When people are waiting to go into the ceremony.
Absolutely, signing the register.
You're in it. Yeah,
that's exactly. When those come into their own,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And if you're looking for a band or a DJ, as we said earlier, please do go to www.rockmywedding.co.uk/the list because we have our curated list of hand-picked bands, entertainers, DJs.
Anything you could wish
you
for.
You name it.
Yeah.
Best place to start.
And thank you for listening yet again.
Thank you.
See you soon. Oh, just to mention, a little 5-star rating and all that. You know.
You know, and we love your DMs. So if ever you have any suggestions for content or there's any advice that you want to give to other brides, then please do drop us a note via Instagram,
yeah,
or email us at podcast@rockmywedding.co.uk.
Oh, see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram @rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.